Commission, Ways and Means Public Safety Subcommittee. We are hearing Senate Bill 5548. We are in work session relating to the financial administration of the Oregon Youth Authority and Services Commission of Children and Families. Before I get started, I think everyone in attendance probably knows what's going on in terms of the merging of the Commission of Children and Families and Oregon Youth Authority. We are going to be merging some of the Senate Bill 555 program funding into 5548. Same dollar amounts. We're not taking any dollars away from OYA or Commission of Children and Families. Pretty much fund shifting here. Other than that, I don't think...
That's not quite true. I think that there might be some personnel adjustments along the way. But before we get into that, I have a very serious and egregious violation of the sartorial standards of the committee. Senator Hannon.
Which is that?
It's your shirt.
Oh.
New York Yankees?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is Ben Lava Bears or something? Yeah.
Ben Bandit.
Oh, okay.
Beat him 5 out of 7 games here the other day.
Beat the Yankees?
Of course. The Ben Fiddley game. That's a nice shirt. With that, we'll hear from Jack.
Okay. I have a packet in front of you that has a memorandum that generally recaps what the chair just said. Senate Bill 5548 was a blank budget, basically. It's going to combine these two budgets, and they're adding some funding in the legislative budget for early childhood programs. That was anticipated in Senate Bill 555 was put together, but was not actually appropriated in 555. So our recommendation is summarized on the second page there. The first piece of it is the Oregon Youth Authority's budget, which this subcommittee dealt with and passed out, and the recommendation is to pass that budget as it was passed out initially. The second piece of it is the State Commission on Children and Families. That was done by the Human Resources Subcommittee, and there are worksheets attached for both the Oregon Youth Authority and the State Commission on Children and Families if you're interested in the elements of those budgets. But again, the recommendation on State Commission on Children and Families is to pass out their initial budget with some adjustments as anticipated in Senate Bill 555. And I'll walk through those adjustments with you unless you have questions on the commission's budget per se. I should note that the commission's budget as it was passed out of the Human Resources Subcommittee did include $5.5 million general fund and $1.5 million federal funds for an expansion of the Healthy Start program to beef up the programs in the existing 12 counties and to expand it into up to 6 additional counties. So that was already anticipated in the Senate Bill 5504 budget for the commission.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Hannon.
Sheila, could you try to identify the governor had an initiative dealing with youth in terms of where does that $15 million or where does that money show up at?
The governor had several different elements of that plan. One piece of it was included in the early childhood initiative that the Human Resource Committee targeted to Healthy Start, which is the $5.5 million general fund and the maximum federal fund, and that's included in the commission's budget. So in terms of funding, there's no difference there. Of the $30 million, which was the majority of what we heard about in this committee
right.
testimony, of that $30 million, $20 million was expected to go to the Criminal Justice Commission to administer for local juvenile crime plans, and $10 million was expected to go to the Oregon Youth Authority for what they call basic services, detention, shelter care, aftercare, those kinds of things.
What is that to me?
At this point, it doesn't show up in this budget. We expect that when we do Senate Bill 555 tomorrow, that the legislature's plan for funding that $10 million is $9.5 million, and that would be a piece of that.
Okay, then it'll all be reconciled then.
Right.
Right.
That 9.5 million piece is expected to go into the Bill 555.
Okay. And the only other question I have is on the federal funds for the Oregon Youth Authority. If you turn over one more page, a little bit ahead of you. Up at the top, the expenditure history, and you got 189% increase in federal funds. And is some of that grant money that the state is going to be held holding the bag in the future?
The majority of that is actually additional federal Medicaid money when they went to a new service model for their residential treatment programs. It's called Behavioral Rehabilitation Services model.
So this
and it increased the amount of federal funds available.
Okay, increase the federal funds, but it's not going to be a future liability against the general fund.
That's correct. And in fact, between Oregon Youth Authority and the State Office for Services to Children and Families, there is about a net $1 million savings in 9901 in addition to the additional federal funds that are coming in. So it's
okay.
A general fund savings and a significant general federal fund increase.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Those are more specific questions, Senator. Functionally, what we're doing here is taking every piece of the leadership's budget that was funded in 555, with the exception of the incarceration piece, the $9.5 million, and moving it over to commissions. Budget.
Okay. We'll just reconcile the difference tomorrow.
Right.
But this is a blueprint for the Commissioner of Children and Families and the Oregon Youth Authority so that they have operating budgets.
Correct.
And then what we do tomorrow is the enhancements predicated on the leadership's budget and the governor's budget.
Well, those are moving into these budgets today.
Okay, they are going to move in here today.
We'll move them in today.
Okay.
In the same dollar amount.
Okay.
Now, I know this is one of the hot-button controversial issues in the building as to the differences between leadership's juvenile crime prevention program and the governor's juvenile crime prevention program. We're not addressing that here.
Okay.
I
just wanted to get a clarification.
I have a sense that... That we will probably be seeing 555 back again after negotiations are completed. But it's anticipated that what will happen tomorrow is we'll fund 555 with the $9.5 million incarceration piece. And today we'll take everything, with the exception of that, out of 555, put it into the commission and the youth authority budget. Senator Gordon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like some information from Mr. Hill on the mental health services portion of the budget, which is package 103. And are you going to get to that? Were you finished with your presentation? I don't want to interrupt.
Mr. Chair, Senator Gordy, I was not necessarily intending to revisit the OIA budget in detail since the subcommittee had already cast it out.
All right. I would like some assurance on the record that in terms of this particular package, that this is adequate funding to deal with the mental health needs that currently exist within the youth authority.
Not to get that question, but let's let Sheila finish with any other part of her report,
right.
And then you weren't with us then. That's my recollection, but I'm
that's
happy
right.
to get
I wasn't.
Look up and, mm-hmm. and discuss that.
Okay, so the Oregon Youth Authority and the State Commission on Children and Families budgets would go in at the level that they were in the bill. There is the additional $5.5 million proposed here that is proposed in the leadership plan for early childhood funding. One of the reasons that it's here instead of staying in 555 is that it is technically cleaner, because most of these are continuing programs, and Legislative Council basically has indicated that, according to some constitutional provisions, that an appropriation bill that includes funding for staff salaries and ongoing expenses, current expenses, should not contain any other subject. And so the thought is that Senate Bill 5548 will be clearly an appropriation bill and not deal with other subjects other than appropriations. So that's part of the reason for moving that $5.5 million here. The recommendation is to put almost $2.3 million to relief nurseries. That would continue the four existing nurseries that weren't funded in the governor's budget, and fund two new relief nurseries for 21 months of the biennium. By the time they get started up, we're assuming they don't need full 24 months funding. Family resource centers, similarly, there are three existing ones that were funded as pilots in 1997. Those weren't continued in the governor's budget. This proposal is continue those, which would be $300,000, and then start five, or allow local commissions to start up five new ones, again with 21 months funding. The First Step Violence Prevention Program is a program that is dealt with at the local level, kindergarten through three, trying to address children early on that are at risk of violence. And this would allow some pilot programs to be funded, again, at a 21-month level. The $1 million for the CASA program, this is the Court-Appointed Special Advocates program, this would almost triple in size the funding for the CASA program. The thought is, though, that there is an existing infrastructure out there to do that. There apparently are volunteers ready and willing to go to help these abused children go through the system, and that that is a program that could use a significant funding boost. In 555, the way the bill is currently structured, there are additional requirements for both county commissions and the state commission in terms of comprehensive planning and the information that's required in terms of those local plans. And so what the counties have advised us is that the minimum amount, what they call a down payment on their needs to be able to do that at the local level, is $495,000. And then we have worked with the commission to identify and to cut back from that level, in fact, what they feel is necessary to fully administer the increased level of programs that are funded here and that is expected in the planning process in 555. So what we're recommending there is a little over $500,000, three positions, and 2.5 FTE for the state commission. So those elements add up to $5.5 million, three positions, and 2.5 FTE. So we would recommend in Senate Bill 5548 that there be a total appropriation of almost $51.8 million general fund, and then $73.9 million total fund. And then the currencies that you see there are emergency board appropriations that were made in each of those agencies' budget bills. There was $500,000 in the Oregon Youth Authority's bill for population increases. If they were not able to get the reductions that we had assumed in their budget, that they could come back to the E-Board for that amount and for construction planning costs if needed because of population growth. And then on the Commission on Children and Families, there was $528,848 put into the Emergency Board to allow them to come in if needed for federal funding reductions. The level of federal funds has been going down, but now appears to be going back up a little, and so we weren't certain of that, where that level would be, and put money in the emergency fund to help backfill that if need be. So the bottom line is the recommended bill total for Senate Bill 5548. And if this budget is approved, the assumption is that all the budget notes and the policy directions that were included in the earlier budgets would follow and not be changed.
Do we need to do... No, I'll ask that question later on budget notes. Okay, everyone...
Mr. Chairman,
that's the gist of what we're doing, Senator.
Ready for a motion?
No, we're ready to answer Senator Gordley's question.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Rick? Chair, members of the committee, Rick Hill, Director of the Oregon Youth Authority, Senator Gordley. Package 103, which was our mental health package, was actually removed from the budget between the governor's recommended phase and the governor's revised recommended phase. It was removed from the budget as a package for us to meet the 4% reduction that all state agencies were asked to take. What this means is that we will continue with status quo as far as mental health services to delinquent youth in the state. A little history of that package. It actually started back in 95 when we had a budget note from this body to work with the mental health division to come up with a plan to meet the mental health needs of adjudicated youth in the state. And we produced a report for the emergency board in, I believe, September of 96, maybe it's November of 96. It was a $7 million package. And we looked at that package again doing this budget, in part in response to the tragic series of suicides we had in our system, and also in part in response to the Secretary of State's audit that was quite critical of lacking mental health services in our system. So we thought we could salvage some of that $7 million package and present it to this body. And the piece that we decided was most critical was the assessment piece. What we can currently do is do a mental health assessment on every youth that comes into the Oregon Youth Authority's close custody system. What we can do is extend that assessment to youth at the county level before they come into the Oregon Youth Authority. This $1.3 million or $1.2 million would have enabled us to do that. So youth who were considered for commitment to the youth authority by county juvenile departments or by private providers who have these kids in their systems would have been able to access these funds for that purpose and perhaps head off some of the problems that we inherit through default presently.
And so if I may follow up, would that be your concern then that you now will not have the opportunity to do some of the preventative work before these young folks wind up in your custody? I want to understand the
issue. You're correct. We will not have the additional ability that this package would have given to assess youth mental health needs. We don't have that. We haven't had that capability. We don't have it now, and with this losing this package, we won't have it in the future.
Okay. The other thing I would ask you to comment on that's somewhat related. When we established the Oregon Youth Authority, was it 1995?
Yes.
95 session. There were a lot of concerns about the adequacy of funding overall for the youth authority at that time. And that question, I know, has resurfaced every session since then, and there was quite a bit of discussion about overall funding during the interim, and I was paying a bit more attention to these issues. Would you please comment again on the record, given where we are now in the session, and looking ahead, how adequate is your budget overall, and where are we falling short in providing the funding that you need to carry out the responsibilities that the legislature has given you?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Gordley, I would answer that a couple of ways. I think for our institutional capacity, our institutional population, I believe that the committee has adequately funded the Oregon Youth Authority. We have been able to build new buildings. We've been able to get those programs fully staffed and operational. We are now connected to a bed forecast system that's done by DOS. So we have the ability to grow in the future with the needs for kids who are institutionalized. I think where we're
not adequately funded is in the prevention side of this business. And I think that's why you had for you 555, and we'll have that again tomorrow. And that's our effort of saying that we have adequately funded the institutional capacity needed in the state. We have not adequately funded the community capacity needed to round out a fully funded juvenile justice system. The biggest need is for us to have money available at the local level for juvenile departments and for other agencies that work with kids at the beginning signs of delinquency to address those needs adequately so those kids do not get into the more expensive institutional care. We were a major partner in the development of the $30 million partnership concept. We think that should be fully funded, and that would be what I would put on the record in this response to your question.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you very much, Rick. Well, any other questions? Anyone else here to testify? Better way for sure. I think you did that.
I have a staff by this person. And I'm not sure how this works. I've never been here before in terms of when we had the hearing, what they were doing on the prevention side of things, and then they brought in that video tape that had been done for going up. Kind of deal with measure 11. Do we include any of that in the narrative report? Do we have to ask you to include it in the narrative report? How does that work? I don't think it rises to the level when we're asking for a budget note, but I think that that's an issue that the OIA needs to deal with in terms of possibly communicating from the current standpoint with the youth and our community to see that we're going to expect us to try and stem off receiving some people in the system. And I'm just wondering from a, does that get included in the narrative? How does that work?
We can include it at the narrative, in the narrative. Generally, what we include in the narrative is a summary of the discussion, and the major issues would be reflected in there. And I don't remember if we touched on that or if we didn't touch on that. We're always trying to balance making sure the major issues are addressed versus keeping the length of the budget report to a reasonable level.
And I just want to make sure that gets addressed. If we just ask them to come in and show us that they will take their homework. But I think I'd like to see them do some more deterrence prevention rather than. So it's a heck of a lot cheaper than that. A lot of money that we're in.
We're in recess?
Yeah.
We'll reconvene.
I would move the LFO recommendations and the amendments to the Senate Bill 5548 as identified by LFO operations relating to the Oregon Youth Authority, State Commission on Children and Families, and the appropriations to the Emergency Board.
To and include the budget notes of the previous budget.
And anything else you'd like to have.
Okay, we are, Senator Hannon has moved to amend Senate Bill 5548. Any discussion?
Any questions? Apologize for not being here earlier. The 5-5 on the additional early childhood resources that was in the Senate Bill 555. What is the status of the remainder of that? And I'm sure we've talked about that next day or so, but what is this, what's left in that package that we're going to be approving separately?
The $9.5 million of the pension piece.
Everything else has come into one of these, primarily children and families budget.
Okay, dollar for dollar.
All right, and then the clarity on the detention piece as far as what's included in that and who's administering that, is that all through OIA then?
Mr. Chair, Representative, the basic services piece as described in Senate Bill 555 does would flow through the Oregon Youth Authority to the local counties. It would include detention, aftercare, shelter care, There's a couple other pieces. There are five potential uses for that. And the counties have identified how they would use that money.
Okay. So it's part of the recognized vision that was before.
It's the same package. We need that alone untouched and policy and comprise unaltered in 555.
Okay. Any further questions? Any further discussion?
Okay, let's get on that here, eh? The only other concern I have is this mental health assessment piece, because that was, the governor moved that off, and we agreed to move that off in anticipation of a little different final package than what we're probably getting to at this point in time. So I still have some reservations about that. The training piece came out, and the mental health assessment came out as a result of envisioning a little bit more in 555 or whatever we were going to call our final juvenile crime package. So I guess the judge is serving those as some reservations.
Concerns. Appreciate your comments. So noted. I think there are several concerns here. Any further discussion? Any dissenting votes? Any no votes? One no vote to Senator Hannon's amendment?
Senator Hannon?
To Senator Hannon's.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, it's been a long day, Representative Hannon. Longer for you.
To his motion.
Yeah, to his motion. It was Representative Schrader.
God
bless him. God bless him. Okay, motion is approved and so ordered.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hannon.
I've moved Senate Bill 5548 to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Hannon moves Senate Bill 5548 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? One objection. Are you voting aye on this budget?
No.
Let the record show there is one objection, Representative Schrader. And having received the constitutional majority, is so moved. Okay, the carriers to full. I guess I'll carry it to full. You want to carry it to full? Okay, why don't you carry it to full? Why don't you carry it on the House side? Senator Hannon.
Yeah, carry it on the Senate side.
Yeah. Any other business to come before the committee?
What time do we meet on Saturday?
1 o'clock.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are adjourned.
Oh, I am. I'm having a great time. No.
Ways and Means Natural Resources Subcommittee, Friday, July 9th, 1999, Hearing Room H-170.